wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Trees that talk and stones that cry out. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, I tell you, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. By these words, are we to conclude that in the day of judgment, the very creations of God will add their voices to expose men in their secret sins? What would it be like? Let this old tree talk. From a seedling I sprang, and year by year I grew with other trees clustered near me. Then one day men cut a lot of us down and made a road through our woods. I was spared, so I was near the road. Cars sped by me, but one night a car slowed down and pulled off the road right in my sight. That young man and that girl, marking them out in the judgment, did such awful things one with another, it was worse than when animals fight and mate. Then they took to drinking out of cans and bottles, and such awful cursing of God, it made me tremble till some of my leaves fell. And they laughed as they told how his wife and her husband would never know this. Finally, they spoke about a swell time they had, and they made another date. Soon after they left, I heard an awful crash of cars. What happened, I did not see. Some wild daters are discovered not by a detective following them, but by a collision. The old tree continues. When I grew into being the biggest tree around, men cut me down, sawed me into boards, and made a door out of a part of me. They were building what they call a motel, and I was made an inside door. Some nice people came, tired from their long journey, and they slept and left. But this happened so often, I could have shaken as a door till I broke my hinges. That man, pointing him out, and that office girl, spotting her too, came one night. Such vile scenes I saw, and such filthy talk I heard, and as they passed the bottle one to another, it was with some dirty jokes, or mocking God with their blasphemy. When they left, I felt I needed a bath, and the room needed fumigating. Now let the stones cry out. I was a big rock, a part of a mountain overlooking a town. The air was so pure and bracing, people would come from the cities to refresh themselves. As night settled down, those four young people, marking them out in the judgment, came and sat on me. They dosed each other with some kind of a dope that made them so they didn't care what they did or what they said and how they acted one to another either. I have had birds land on me and leave their droppings, but the filth of those young people was worse than dung. But that was not the end. They spread the news, and soon I was a hangout for their gang. I can see each one still and mark them out in the judgment. Note, and in the day of judgment this will happen. Men shall call to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand, as the Bible says. In those mountains they hid to do their wickedness, but those rocks will mock them in the day of judgment, and instead of hiding them, they shall cry out and bear witness against them. It may be that some of you boast that you never plunged into such outrages of sin in which sex, dope, and liquor gave the trees and rocks such shameful sights to describe. But did you not have your closet of secrecy, where you gave way to the passions and desires of your sinful soul, as you tried to hide from others your wicked heart of vile imaginations? One person, hearing a preacher extol our wonderful young people, she said, I would like to take him on one of our wild parties. He would change his preaching to warn us of our sins and its awful harvest. From this message, let us all learn this. There is no secret closet in all God's universe, but the very walls of that hiding chamber will testify against you. For as the Bible declares, all things, that's the entire creation, were created by him, our Lord Jesus Christ, and for him. And in the day of judgment, they will become his witnesses of what they have seen and heard. How solemn. God challenges us with these two questions. First, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Second, do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? This one thing is sure and certain. If trees never talk and stones never cry out and tell what they have seen and heard of man's wickedness, yet, as the Bible says, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. For thou, God, seest me, as the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And God hears us too. For every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Well might we all tremble as we consider the certainty of the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. Now tell me, my neighbor, am I right or wrong? If you were to be brought to that judgment where all your sins were exposed before God's holy angels and his saints, would you not beg for a mountain of rocks to crush you rather than face Almighty God in the day of his wrath? Right or wrong? This is awful. What can we do? In our plight, a heavenly voice is heard. I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked and their judgment. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? God is now calling us, each one, to repent and forsake our evil and wicked ways, and he's offering us his mercy. I have repented of my sins and have cast myself in the mercy of God. Have you? Will you? And when I did, a heavenly light broke through. I saw Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as my Savior and my Deliverer. He died for my sins and ascended back to heaven as Lord of all. I received him as my Savior and my Lord too. And then heaven spoke its assuring word to me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Neighbor, this can be your experience too. Then you'll never die in your sins, and you will be delivered from living in them too. To live for God and to serve Jesus Christ, his Son, as your Lord and Savior. Make it so today, now. Is all this hard to believe when trees have no ears and rocks have no mouths? Has a cassette any ears or mouth? Yet that little thing records man's words, and when a button is pushed, it speaks them as the very voice of the man. In the day of judgment, God will push his button, and the earth you walked on, the mountains, the trees, the ocean, all creation will unfold your history, and your own voice shall identify you. Neighbor, don't wait until the day of judgment to realize you cannot hide from God. He has his TV camera on you, and his cassette is on record now. But in the judgment, it shall be on play. And you will face the awful embarrassment and everlasting contempt of all created intelligence. But if you become a Christian, your life and words can bear witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. And in the judgment, God will have his well done for you. And how happy you will be. Amen. May this be true of you.